Bonjour, Madame et Monsieur.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to greet all the distinguished participants. We live in Guinea-Bissau. And it is an honor to speak here. It is at times difficult to speak before everyone. I would like to commend and welcome the international organizations, the UN, the CPLP, the African Union. I would like to greet all the delegations that we have met here since our arrival. And from all the different countries. My name is Mamadou Diaw. On the 28th of January, 2021, my son, in a group of 8 boys, came across a mine. 3 of them were killed, 5 of them survived, and several were injured, including my son. But we have no resources. We are the families of victims, and we must do everything. There is no funding available to help us up to the present. Even in Kami and Guinea-Bissau, there is no funding. In my village, at the time of war, more than 20,000 landmines were left. Clearing had begun, but it has not been completed. It was declared completed, but in fact, mine clearance was not. And the proof of that is my son. We are victims. We have abandoned our own home. We are in another house now, but there are still minefields around. Since the war up to the present, 40 years have elapsed. There are still innocent children who will be living in houses near minefields. When we plow the lands, we find mines. And we hand over the mines to the border guard. This is one occurrence. The border guard then left the mine in a house, but later left, leaving the mine behind, which nobody knew about. My son went with his friends simply to have some fun in that abandoned house and did not know that the mine was there. We didn't... Then the mine was taken, and it was simply thrown away. It ended up killing several boys. The United Nations, the international organizations, could help our country remove mines on our lands. Otherwise, such occurrences will simply continue. As long as there are mines, we are at risk. But the government of Guinea-Bissau does not fund mine clearance or doesn't help us. We are poor. We are poor. We are nothing. But if your son falls on a mine like that, what do you do? What do you do all by yourself? All by yourself, you are nothing. For almost 2 years now, I have been seeking assistance 1 year and 6 months in Guinea-Bissau and then several months in Portugal, but there was no one to support me. And now I have nothing. So what do I do? Even my housing is at risk. I did receive some help in Portugal. And indeed, since I arrived in Portugal, I have been welcomed, I have been cared for, I have been brought to the hospital. and I have been there with my son up to now, and I would like to thank everybody. Today is another day for me, a special day. I would never have thought that one day I would be here speaking to the international community. I would like to thank you for helping us. This is our problem. This is the problem of Bissau. Up to the present, I have been seeking help, and I would like to call on you to help us so that our government can remove the mines in our country. Since 1994, when that area was left, there are still people who are dying from the mines. The mines are scattered all over, and we don't know how to remove them. Who will help us? It can only be the international community. It is you that I hope will help us. Please help us. Help us, and if you help us, then we, as farmers, we will be able to work our lands. But otherwise, we cannot, because everything is overgrown. There are mines in the bushes, on the fields. And even if we don't go there, we lose. And if we do, we also lose. This is what I wanted to explain. We are suffering. We are suffering greatly. And here we have the international community. This is what we need. Please help us. These are my words. I will not go further. I had 5 minutes to speak, but this is what matters. I would like to ask you to help us. My French is not excellent. We're in Guinea-Bissau. We speak our own language. So at this point, I would just like to say thank you. Thank you all.